Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You, celebrating 7 years on the radio, Senior Talk Radio, right here at WCWP.org, 88.1. I love saying this, on the radio dial. So if you have your dial, if you actually have a dial, you can turn it to 88.
It's like vintage now.
Just go to the left, right? So we've been talking with our supervisor, Judy Bosworth, and she was just talking about the veteran services and the mobile clinical van that is now going to be accessible right here in the town of North Hempstead.
It is, and I realized I was talking so fast because I was trying to get all the information in before the break. Mm-hmm. But Rebecca, you found such a great way of saying, okay, we'll continue. So Senator Schumer did say that until we actually have a facility, that he would make sure that the van, the mobile van, would be servicing our veterans in mm-hmm. North Hempstead. Mm-hmm. And as he said it, I thought, wow, that would be so fabulous. Mm-hmm. And the man is true to his word. And so in a very short time, I think it's at the very beginning of October, we will have the van, and it's now a mobile community-based outpatient clinic, that will be coming to Clinton G. Martin 3 times a week.
Which is great.
It will provide primary care services. It will provide podiatry services. We do say, you know, you should call to make an appointment.
Right. Okay.
But this is so important. You know, as our veteran population is growing older, they're not really able to make that long drive to Northport VA Hospital or to a clinic based in Valley Stream for medical treatment. So having this van accessible, bringing the Northport VA services right to our backyard, is something that we're so proud of. And if we want to point to an accomplishment of this Veterans Advisory Committee, this is, you know, I think going to be one of our most important.
Because so many services are going to be provided on there. It's really an exciting
program. I have a cousin who got involved just this past week with the veterans because of a new medication that his doctor put him on. 30 pills, $260, and he would have to have two a day, so it's $520. Mm-hmm. So now he's going to go to—he is a veteran.
Yeah.
He's going to go to the veterans when that thing comes in, and just tell them their story. You know, can I get this medication any less expensive through the VA? You know, and that kind of thing. It may seem small, but it's very good that the accessibility is
there. Exactly.
It's going to be life-changing. Yeah. So if you have a Northport VA card, it entitles you to free medical service and pharmaceuticals at a much reduced rate. So certainly he will be able to get that.
Well, there's also people that I know of who get hearing aids through the VA.
Right.
And hearing aids are expensive, which I can speak to from firsthand experience. And getting them through the VA could maybe be the reason that somebody would actually get hearing aids.
Absolutely.
As opposed to not.
So I'm going to be talking about the audiology van
right.
in a moment.
Right.
We're actually hoping, and that hasn't been set up, that the van will also have audiology mm-hmm. services, but that hasn't been quite determined yet. So I probably shouldn't have said it, but I did. but it's something that we're working on. But the other thing that we're doing with veterans is that as a result of the needs that we've identified, is that there is now a social worker associated with Project Independence that has spends 10 hours a week just dealing with veteran issues. It could be the
of any age,
of any,
which I think
of any age,
is amazing.
Veteran issues of their spouses. So it's such a very important mm-hmm. thing. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to connect our veterans with the services that they deserve. We always have to be so appreciative Absolutely. Of the sacrifices that our veterans have made. And it's important that, and you know, we do the holiday drive also, where we collect boxes and boxes. Last year, and this is done by our veterans, we do a holiday drive where we brought over 250 boxes of new clothing, toiletries, to Northport VA, but one of the things that I think is most important is that we've also gotten some of our schools involved, and they're writing letters and they're writing cards. So every donation that's distributed also has a card or a letter from one of our young North Hempstead residents thanking our veterans for their service, telling them how much they appreciate it. We've got to play it forward. Our young people have to understand how important our veterans are, how grateful we are to all of our veterans for protecting our ideals of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, I think it's good for young people to get into a positive mode in terms of contributing to society and adding positives to it.
No question.
In some way that they can do it, whatever it may be. Veterans happens to be a good one, but there's a lot of other things they can do.
There are many. My concern just is that people remember mm-hmm. what our veterans have done. And so this is just, and of course there's so many different things that people can contribute to, but
I hear you.
We've got to make sure that not only that we know to say thank you to our veterans for their service, but that our students, our children, our young people understand that that's something that as they get older, it's their responsibility as well. So I'm going to now, not segue, I'm just going to start talking about the fact that we do have an audiology van, and so important. If sometimes people don't even realize that they're starting to lose their hearing, and it's a very isolating thing. If you can't hear what someone's saying, you kind of tend to shut out a lot of things. So we do have an audiology van, free hearing screenings. And you don't need an appointment. So you can just come. We have a partnership with the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck for the use of the center's audiology van. And we have it, the unit is fully equipped. It's handicapped accessible. And it will provide health screenings for as many people as possible in both Nassau and Suffolk. And we have it at lots of different places. Do you want me to mention all of them? Or?
We could do that later on in the show
okay,
if you
sure.
want. We'll definitely go over.
They're all over the town.
Wonderful. And they really are. They're dispersed all through the town. We hope that whoever has any need for this will take good use of this. If you know that there's a family member or a friend who you think might be able to take advantage of this, please mention it to them.
That's a major subject to me, frankly, as they know here. I'm a big advocate of people who can hear trying to do something about it.
Absolutely.
The biggest thing with hearing is you really don't know what you don't hear. You know what's blurry when you can't see, but you really don't know what you don't hear. And I remember my own personal story. I like to play golf. And I remember when I got hearing aids, which I do wear, and going out to the golf course, I said, I didn't know there were birds out here. I couldn't hear the birds. So, you know, people are very stubborn about hearing in some cases. You know, they'd rather turn the volume up to 58 or whatever on the television. Everybody else is down to 10. And they have no idea that, you know, your walls are almost falling down because it's so loud.
You know, Judy, I'm a speech pathologist, and I maintain my licenses. But to do that with the state and nationally, I have to do continuing education units. One of the things I did was a workshop on hearing. And veterans, big time, may have it, whether they're in offices or whether they're actually out on the line. And there's all kinds of different hearing losses. It's not a universal one thing. But then as older people move on, it's not unusual that you find your hearing is not as crisp and clear as it used to be. These services are imperative, and it is phenomenal that the town is supporting and providing this, not only for our veterans, but for everyone.
Absolutely. It's so interesting when you say, you know, you start losing hearing, you don't realize it because things happen so gradually. And the same thing, so I'm just going to go off. I mean, I had cataract surgery. And afterwards, I went, wow, I hadn't realized how dull colors had seemed because you kind of get used to it. So the same thing with hearing. It's so important to get that. Even if you don't think you're having a hearing loss, get it checked.
Yeah, and the fact that you don't need to make a reservation, you know, and you could just go, I think takes a little bit of the pressure off, you know. Yeah. So this way you say, like, well, I'm in the area. Let me just get checked.
Exactly.
You
know?
And as my otolaryngologist indicated in August when I saw him, if it's questionable, do a trial basis. Mm-hmm. Try it out. See if you feel that it makes a difference. If it does, you can move forward in that direction. If it doesn't, let it go. But you can try it out.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when you first get hearing aids, you realize what you don't hear. You put the water on and it actually makes noise when it comes out. And I'm saying, what? This is noisy.
But those electric cars can be very tricky.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So much of the programs that you've implemented with the mobile vans and, you know, with Project Independence and the services that we provide, we have, I think it's almost like the theme that we've been kind of honing in on in this program today is the accessibility is so important. You know, you know, having these vans accessible in the town, you know, for the veterans coming to North Hempstead with the audiology vans, with the services that Project Independence provides, with the advisory committees. Do you know, as I know you know, that this radio show came out of an advisory idea from Jerry Pretzman. He had the idea to show, and, you know, Christina can tell you all about that. We talked a little bit about the first show, but so having access to our residents like we do with the advisories and the veterans advisory and the disability committee advisory, it's kind of like we honed in on this ability to provide services here in the town. And making it accessible has helped people age in place. And that's any age. You know, that goes for younger veterans and people well into their 90s and 100s, but I don't want to hog the last minute of the show, which I think we have you. So we're just so grateful again for your support of all the programs and your advocacy and ability to make these wonderful programs and services happen.
Well, we really are a family here in North Hempstead, and when I come to the radio show, I really do. I feel like I'm visiting with family members, and I would imagine that those who are listening feel that they're part of that family as well. So we need to do everything we can to be inclusive, to make sure that people have the ability to access services. And, you know, I was going to talk about the building department, but we'll do that another time. But we have, you know, all that as well, bringing services to the people. It's not good enough anymore to just have services in one place and expect everybody to come to you. We need to do what we can to bring services to our residents, into the community, and you're doing that every time you have this radio show to make sure that people are aware of the services that are available.
Well, thank you so much for coming to celebrate the 7-year anniversary with us on the radio show. Yay!
Yay!
We will be back in a few moments with Project Independence and you.